Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
what's up?
What up?
Hello?
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 What I sound like what? How I sound? What's wrong?
I don't know. You sound like you was fading out for a minute there.
I don't know. I left my other headphones in the, in my jacket that's in the car. So now I had to use, you know, some stand-ins, and I don't know how good they're going to be standing, or they might have to sit down. I don't know. But anyway, what up, everybody? Brother B, Big Red with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's going on? Hope everyone is well and chilling. To those who are not well, we'll keep you in our prayers. You know, it's the holiday season. Can be rough sometimes, but yo, you know, got to be in it to win it. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, Red? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just chilling, like, you know, rainy Sunday. And, you know, the rain makes you tired. Like, it makes you, like, not having any, like, I noticed that. So, it's like, I really have no energy this week. Raining all
weekend.
Didn't really have no energy.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I kind of feel the same way. I got to go to work in a little while, so I got to work in it. Which is nice. But anyway, it's all good. Once again, it is the menu on Blog Talk Radio with Big Red. Brother B, guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. What up to everybody across the map, across the globe? Repping and tuning in to the menu, man. We very much do appreciate it. Love you guys, man. Real talk. You know, hopefully soon we can, try and see about maybe getting the YouTube thing going, so, you know, we can, I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm ready to show my face or something, because then if I say something that somebody don't like, then they turn around and might try to hit me with a cream pie or something. Like, oh, ain't you Brother B? I was like, did you just say this? You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody might try to roll up on me, like, I heard you like candy corn. Hey, Brother B, some candy corn. Yeah, I don't know, man. 3569. Is this who I think it is?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
I'm ready to show my
Lady
face.
Lady T. Lady T. What's up? They're going to run up
what's
on
up,
you
y'all?
Like, I heard you don't like candy corn. What kind of what's wrong with you? You know,
like candy corn. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. I like candy corn.
Marshmallow
candy corn is dope.
Candy corn, come on.
Yeah, you can candy corn. Listen, Red, you ain't never eat candy corn.
Yes, I did, and it's nasty. I hate. But during Halloween when we used to go, I hated when people gave me candy corn. That is so it's like, what is it? Like, what kind of candy
you know
is
what?
That?
You know what? That's what's wrong with your life. Because you don't, that's why you be having all the misfortunes. Yeah, exactly. That's why you have all the misfortunes that you be having because you don't eat candy corn.
Candy corn in my life?
Just listen, the next time you burn something in the kitchen is because you don't like candy corn. That's
I don't
exactly
like candy
the problem.
Corn.
Yep. If you get pulled over by the cops and you don't even drive, it's because you don't like candy corn. If you ate candy corn, your life would be so much better.
No, it wouldn't. That candy corn.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna get you a shirt for Christmas. I like candy corn with a big piece of candy corn on the back. Big ass candy corn with a smile on it. Like big. I love candy corn. That's what I'm getting. And I'm telling you right now, you'll never have to worry about being harassed. You'll never have to worry about too much of anything again. You'll get a free pass because you like candy corn.
I won't. Lady T, what do you like about candy corn? Why?
I don't know. It's just the aftertaste of it is great. And I like it on cupcakes. You could do a lot with candy corn.
Candy corn is a joint.
And it's so sweet. It's like ecstasy. It's like sweeter than any other candy in the world. So I don't understand how anybody can like this.
Listen, don't talk about it too much because then you might fall in the toilet. That's how wrong your life may go. Don't disrespect the candy corn, okay?
Red, don't even eat the candy corn. Just get you a bracelet. You'll be protected forever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, see? There's an alternative.
Candy corn bracelet.
Being that this is our show, so like I said before, what up, everybody? Hope all is well. How you doing, Lady T?
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm rolling with the rush. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling with it. So let's jump right in. Another big red topic: being too social on social media. Red, come on, Red.
Yes.
Take it away, Red.
Okay, being too social on social media. Okay, basically, I was kind of inspired by this topic of because of just certain things that's happening in my personal life and also a little something that's happened to my son, his little, girlfriend. And
but I bet you if y'all ate candy corn, if y'all ate some candy corn, it'll be okay. But go on.
Candy corn doesn't happen, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yep.
So
be protected.
Basically, it's like, okay, being too social on social media, as in if you have a girlfriend, significant other, it doesn't matter, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, and is it considered cheating if you're just talking to somebody else, depending on how far it goes. Like, is that considered cheating? Like, if the person, the two people are talking and they're just like having talk regular conversation, or they meet the person online, they like the book, and they just start talking to them here or there, but they do have somebody else, and say the significant other does see what they're doing. Now, is that grounds for them to be upset? Even if, like a marriage thing as well, like, is that grounds for divorce? Is that grounds for, like, a breakup or,
Go ahead, Lady T. Step all in it.
Well, I don't do the internet relationships and stuff. Everybody on my page, I actually know. So it's like me meeting new people online, I'm a little scary with that. So I don't really know who's behind the computer sometime. It could be a fake page and so forth. But with what you just asked about, as far as being in a relationship with someone and you're just talking to someone, let's say if I'm meeting somebody online, you could start off as friends and sometimes that turns into something else, So I don't know. I'm just not into it.
Okay. Let me throw my 2 cents, a couple of pieces of candy corn in. Listen, before the internet, there was face-to-face action. Cheating or stepping out on your significant other had a different definition. now all of a sudden, with the emergence of the internet and, you know, all this virtual reality stuff or whatever, like now it's just supposed to be some new form of cheating. Listen, all right, this is my thing. If you put your pole in a hole that ain't the hole where it's supposed to be putting in, then that's cheating. Or if you're kissing on somebody that you ain't supposed to be kissing on, that's not your thing, then that's cheating. All this other stuff to me is what it is. People are just basically entertaining themselves. People are just trying to get their little 5, 10, 15 minutes of fame. You know, you got people out there, everybody wants to be recognized or heard sometimes. A lot of people want that. They want that, familiarity. So sometimes when you're in a relationship with someone, you don't get everything that is required. And it is not to say that that's a bad thing because, I mean, come on now. I mean, not everybody gets the full 100% of what they want. It's all about what you make the relationship to be. But there are times where, yeah, you may want to talk to somebody else just about some other topic. So you just may want to, you know, feel like, I don't know, maybe you still got it or feel like you still attracted to somebody else. I don't know whatever the reason is, but I think people take it a little bit too far. What? She was on your page? Oh, why she put a heart? Why she just couldn't put a regular thumbs up? Oh, she like you. She want to sleep with you.
Well, what about inboxing?
No.
Inboxing and all that would be emotional cheating.
You see, this is what I'm talking
hold
about.
Hold on. You just
how
said
you
it. You just hold on. I'm going to show you what you just said. What emotional cheating just came up is something that you said. Okay, because you said before the internet, so-and-so, and all of this, and then you said, let's say you just want to talk to somebody. To women, that's considered emotional cheating because if you have a girl or you're dating or whatever, but you still need to talk to somebody, give me a break. What you need to talk to me?
All right, but wait a minute. But hold on. But that's the thing. Now, come on now. Come on. Not everybody can relate. You talk to you. Sometimes I can't talk to you. How about that?
Right.
Sometimes I just can't talk to you because you may not.
And what would y'all consider that? Emotional cheating?
No, I don't consider emotional cheating. I just consider I can't talk to you.
Wow.
That's not cheating because you can't talk to somebody.
I feel like I can't talk to you right now, Brother B.
But I'm listening.
Go ahead.
I'm still listening.
I'm a woman. I don't consider that cheating. But you're right about what you said. Let me stop that because you know what? If that was happening to me and my man was sitting here talking to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
and you guys, you know, and they saying certain things, yeah, I'd be kind of upset. Now I wouldn't take it to the extreme of us breaking up, but I would tell him like, listen, you're gonna have to let her know that. Listen, you involved. Or you're going to have to shut that down because I can't. Now, I'm going to say from a personal experience that I just had happen to me a couple of days ago. A dude that I'm dealing with, I hit him up. And, you know, it wasn't nothing crazy I said to him. I was just like, you know, hey, what's up? I said, you know, what are you doing?
You told him you don't like candy corn. You told him you don't like candy corn. He shut you down.
Damn candy corn. So It was after 9 o'clock, so he like about a couple of hours later, I think about after 12, he had hit me up, and I'm gonna say exactly what he said. He said, "Don't hit me up, my FB is hot." He was like, "Wait," "His FB is hot." So he's like, "I'm gonna hit you up when I get a chance." He was like, "Don't write back." So on my end, I felt a way about it, but then I was like, okay, because he's living with someone. It's not really an involvement. He's living with someone. So I felt a way about it, and I had to read it a couple of times because I was like, okay. I felt like, is he trying to give me the brush off or, you know, But then I said, okay.
No, he's just telling you, he's trying to tell you to stand down. He's trying to tell you to stand down for the moment because he's being watched.
Right, right. But I had to think about, like I said, I had to think about, but then I'm looking at it on her, on the other side of it. Yeah, exactly, just what you said. He's being watched, so I'm like, all right. I'm like, okay,
so
I got to chill. So
if he's being watched, not to cut across, but if he's being watched, that means he's not being upfront with you about certain things.
No, he kind of is because, okay, I'm going to just say it. Last week, he was here, and he let me know the rundown. And he's like, listen, if I don't get back to you, he's like, it takes me a long time to answer you. It's because I'm, you know, living with that person.
Nah,
I don't want you to think I'm ignoring.
Nah, son. Nah, son. I'm going to shut that down. Nah, son.
What?
You full of shit. I'll tell a nigga to his face he's full of shit. I'm sorry, I stepped out of character for a minute. Let me bring it back in.
That's why we have to talk. Thank
you. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, listen, if I had to approach the situation, if I was, you know, let me kind of switch around the role real quick. I'm going to let you know what it is and what the deal is, but I'm not going to make you feel like you don't have carte blanche, because my whole thing is this. I want you to feel secure about what I'm telling you. So if you don't feel secure about what I'm telling you, then really there's no purpose in proceeding. So my thing is, yo, you hit me up whenever you want. That's just that. Like,
right.
This is my situation, but you hit me up whenever you want. So there's none of that me saying, oh, yo, stand down. My FB is hot right now. Nah, son, ain't nothing hot. Listen, the only thing hot should be the plate of food you took out the microwave. Shouldn't nothing be hot, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, I'm not going to tell. Look, if I tell you this and this is what it is, then that's just what it is. And I'm not going to sit there and tell you that you got limited access when you should have, you know, all the access that you want. But see, this is what happens when cats don't know how to get their shit right. You know what I'm saying? Once again, stop running game. I think Nas probably said it best on a song. He said, he don't have game, it's just chicks understand my story. Yo, that's the best way it could ever be said to me. He don't got game, it's just chicks, and I feel that. Like, why do you even have to come through with the game? Just, you know what I'm saying? If somebody can relate to where you're coming from, then that's the best thing right there. But don't try to make somebody relate to something that you ain't even sure about yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead, man. Cause, I mean, if you need to finish up there.
No, I was just saying, like, you know, like I said, if I was on the other side of that, yeah, and I see, you know, maybe if I see, you know, I know that person is talking to somebody, and they're not, just like you said, it's like, all right, what you need to talk to them for? What you need to, you know, go any further? You know, why you got to do certain things, or why you do certain things, and you say you here with me, you should be talking to me, you know, whatever.
Nah, maybe I don't want to talk to you. Yo, real talk, listen. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody says. Candy corn or not. Sometimes you just want other opinion. Sometimes you just want to hear something, the same thing maybe said from somebody else. You just want to hear it from another perspective.
Right, pause. Wait a minute. Hold up. Now, you're saying talking, okay, but when it goes from talking to something further, now what is that about? And it goes from this.
What's something further?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What you think I mean by further?
I don't know what you mean. What you mean? But something. Just throw it out there, man. Throw it out there.
From getting your yikes on. From just talking.
Hold on. Where did that come from? We just went from talking emotional support. Now all of a sudden, everybody getting their yikes on. It took a turn.
Because, you know, emotional, but that's what I'm saying. That support, emotional support can go into that, because, you know what, maybe that person is talking to them about being sexually frustrated with who they're with.
I've seen that happen.
All right. All right, real talk. Mm-hmm. Let me. I gotta put myself out there on Front Street a little bit. First of all, hold on. What up, K Dog? Hold on.
What up, brother?
What up? You know, I'm gonna put myself out there. Listen, not everybody's capable of doing it, but I have done it, and I don't have a problem with it. You can tell. Listen, we can talk. Whether it's sexual, whether it's about candy corn or food recipes, all that other stuff. Listen, I can be the shoulder to lean on, but it doesn't mean that me and you got to sleep together. Now, some dudes, they may use it as a tactic to get in the drawers. I don't need to do that because my whole attitude is naturally I'm good with friend, like we a friend. The friendship thing is always a beautiful thing. Like I like being a nice guy until you push me. Then I'll love being that bastard. But in the meantime, I like being a nice guy. I like being the friend. I like being cool about certain things. So if you want to talk, we can talk. I'm not looking for the attachment. Now, some other people may be looking for that. They may, like I said, some other dudes, even some women too, use it as a tool to reel you in, to get, you know, all emotional and get all caught up in your feelings. The next thing you know, like, boom, y'all in bed together. That's not my end game. That's me. That's not my end game. But with some people, you know what I'm saying, it is. And those are the people that... You said, what if I wanted it to be?
I said, what if you wanted to be?
Listen, to be honest with you, if I wanted to be my end game, then I'm not even going to come at you like that. I'm not going to lure you into a false insecurity.
Because
real talk,
talk about these new dudes we talk about now, these new Negroes.
Because
no, you got some older ones that act like that too. So it's not
mm-hmm.
old. So you got some, and I think it's called being corny.
That's what I'm saying. It has nothing to do with age. It's just dudes in general. Like,
you know,
nothing to do with even age.
Man.
Listen, if you want, listen, my thing is this. If you want to give it up, you're going to give it up. If you already have it set in your mind that you're going to give it up, you're going to give it up. That's on you. Doesn't mean that I have to take it. Doesn't mean that I even have to respond or look at you that way. You know what I'm saying? The option is always going to be yours. You come to this restaurant, you look at what you want on the menu, excuse the pun, and you choose what you want. Otherwise, listen, I ain't got to serve you like that. It don't have to be like that. But see, that's the thing. Everybody's so caught up in this lust and love and, well, not love, but everybody's so caught up in the lust part. You know what I'm saying? Once again, I should be able to talk to you, or you should be able to talk to me without feeling like, oh, my gosh, you're looking to get in my drawers. Because I'm not. That's not my end game. Like I said, I'm just being cool. I've heard that before. Oh, you probably just want to do this and this and that. No, I don't. Actually, I don't. And then sometimes I got to go through this whole obstacle course. This whole obstacle course of some certain people trying to think or want me to prove that I'm not looking for this or I'm looking for that. Like, I don't have to prove anything because we ain't going in that direction. So everybody getting all hype on social media, oh, you did this, or you was liking this page, or you was looking at, or you made this comment. Yo, stop it. That, to me, that's insecurities. That's a little bit of insecurities, man, because if you and your partner are good, then there's certain things you should not have to worry about. There's certain things I don't worry about when it comes to my partner because why am I looking for trouble? Why am I looking at to worry about something that may not even be happening? There's no need for all that. You know what I'm saying? There's no purpose. Why are you fishing in the fish tank?
You know
what I'm saying? Leave it alone. Just leave it alone, man. We put too much thought into stuff that don't even need to be thought about. Think about your bills. Think about your economic situation. Think about how you're going to make that cheesecake, but stop dwelling on certain shit that you really don't have to think about. Because that's how things escalate in a relationship. Oh, well, why was you talking to her? Or why? Listen, my lady was like, yo, I want to tell you something. There's this dude on the job, and, you know, me and him, we just have conversation. And I like his conversation. I'd be honest, I'm like, what the hell are you telling me? Like, do you want to sleep with him, or are you just telling me that you and him are just, like, you just, he's a cool guy, and you just talk to him? Because my whole attitude is, what the hell are you telling me this for? If it has nothing to do with our relationship, then I don't want to hear it. Now, if you're telling me something where you feel that it's going to affect our relationship, then, okay, I'm all ears. But if you're just telling me, then in all honesty, sometimes you shouldn't have to, or you shouldn't offer information that no one asked you for. Because shit like that mess up a relationship. You feel me? Hello? Did anybody disconnect or something like that?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Can I add in a few cents into this? Can I get some? Can K-Dog come in?
Of course. Up, you made that sound kind of funky, but okay.
You know, had to add a little soul, you know what I'm saying? I had to add a little soul. Hey,
what's up, brother?
I'm listening to the show. What's up, everybody? What's up, Mr.
Yo.
And, how you doing, Big Red? And my man, Brother B, listen, all I got to say is this, is that when it comes to this whole thing of social media, people use this tool as a way to get whatever the hell they want. They live their entire lives on social media. No one even knows how to talk to people. You know, especially now in this age, especially when it comes to relationships, unfortunately, some people do use social media to cheat. They do. And it's sad because why is it that you're with somebody, but yet you're sitting there trying to mac with someone else? You got to be stupid, especially if your woman is on social media and you're sitting there smooth talking to the next woman. I'm like, dude, you gotta be a millionaire, you know. I mean, like I say, cheaters gotta be real rich, you know. You gotta have a whole lot of money to be cheating. You understand what I'm saying? So you're on social media doing stupid things, and you get caught, and then you're tongue tied. The same thing goes for it goes, you know, both ways. You know, straight up macking on social media. I'm like, damn, you don't even know who the person is, and you straight up macking. That person could be a psychotic person, and you don't even know if that person's crazy or not. Or sometimes the picture that they have in their profile is not exactly who they are. Think about it. Using all this stuff for macking.
Yeah. Okay, so I had to not cut across, but I had to take it there. So the definition of cheating. Right. Now, one definition of it is the act of dishonestly or unfairly in order to gain an advantage, especially in a game or examination.
Right.
Okay, that's one. But then it also has Urban Dictionary cheating. Emotional cheating. I can't believe they have this in there. Emotional cheating involves forming a close bond with someone to your preferred gender and okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of to me.
You found
to
out
me
in the
that's
dictionary?
Scary. Yeah. Listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put it out there. All right. So, cheating. This is the Urban Dictionary. Someone who is in a committed relationship and breaks the trust of his or her partner by getting physically or emotionally involved with another person. Okay.
Right.
Common forms of cheating include kissing, feeling each other up, vaginal, anal, oral sex, or any other contact that involves lips, hands, genitals, whatever. Now, okay, Yeah, but my whole thing is, I say emotional cheating involves forming a close bond with someone of your preferred gender and basically forming a second relationship. This may or may not include physical cheating. Now, the thing that I have a problem with is basically what is being said in society is that you cannot be emotionally attached to anyone else other than the one that you're with. Which to me is the stupidest shit that I've ever heard.
No, it is.
Heard.
It's dumb.
Because
wait,
you
wait,
like...
Say that again.
What?
Say it again the way you just said it.
I said to me... Oh, man. Oh, come on, man. Well, now I got to remember what I said.
That means you really didn't mean it.
No, listen.
Emotional attachment to the person that you're with.
Yeah,
there could be no attachment.
There could be no attachment. It's basically saying that you cannot be emotionally attached to basically more than one person, which to me is the stupidest shit that I've ever heard. Because you can't sit there and no, who can really sit there and say that they're only emotionally attached to one person?
One person,
that's
exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Exactly.
So you're trying to say, all right, you may not talk sexual stuff with your mother, but you do have an emotional bond. You may not talk sexual stuff with your uncle, but you do have an emotional bond. Listen, emotional bonds are what drive us. That's what kind of keep us going. So to sit there and say that you can't reach out and have an emotional bond with somebody else just because you're in a relationship, to me, is foolish. Because you're stunting your growth. Everyone, in my opinion, everyone has some type of lesson to teach someone else. That's the reason why I like communicating and talking with people, because there's always something extra to learn.
Right,
you
exactly.
always learn
Absolutely.
Something, no matter how small it is, no matter how large it is. There's always something to learn. And see, I think what we're allowing is for society to dictate terms of what's natural, and we shouldn't do that. Society, which is a made-up thing, has nothing to do with humanity. Who we are as humans and what we do as humans is totally different from what society is. So society and all these shit, all this crap in the dictionary should not dictate who we are as humans. But I think that's what's happening. And that's the problem. And that's why we start to become divided in things that we do and say and how we feel, because we're letting society dictate the human factor, which to me is a no-no. Because that human factor, it's going to be what it is, because that's what we are. Just certain things that are just not going to change. But society changes from day to day. One minute, one thing is cool. The next thing, certain things are not cool.
Society's becoming more like a fad. That's like a fad.
Exactly.
You know, fad 1 minute.
Exactly.
1 minute cool, 1 minute's not so cool. Yeah, that happens. That's a fad.
But humanity is not a fad. And emotions are not a fad. See, you can't dictate emotions. But once again, that's what it seemed like everyone wants to do. They want to try to dictate, oh, well, you're emotionally cheating because you were speaking to her or you were speaking to him. First of all, if you want to talk to somebody, talk to somebody. So, all right, are you emotionally cheating if you're sitting down with a psychiatrist?
It depends on how far you take it when you're talking.
Right, because some people take it to a different level.
If you're not just talking to one person, you're talking to multiple people. Like, Kato, did you hear what the scenario that I gave you where it's like a personal thing where I told you that I hit up a male friend of mine and he basically was like, I got to stand down right now. Because I don't know if you heard what I said, but so
my
it's
Facebook
like
is hot. My FB is hot at the moment.
Right, my Facebook is hot at the moment. So, and like I said, he's living with someone. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it depends on how far the person, and like I said, me and this person have took it that far. So I don't know if the other person's seen or whatever. I don't know, and I don't know if he once again he might be talking to multiple people.
So in other words, homeboy is living with a chick. Either she want him out or he want to be out, but he ain't in the position to bounce right now. I'm just throwing hypothetics in there. So she doing her, and all of a sudden,
you mean she doing
her?
She may not be doing her.
Well, yeah, okay,
she may not be.
Okay, she may not be, but all of a sudden she trolling his Facebook and she getting jelly because once again he's still in the house. Listen,
yeah.
My thing is this: I'm not being no Dr. Ruth type shit, but yo, real talk. Listen, if it's over, it's over. Like you can't be living with somebody that you shouldn't turn around and say, oh, it's over. Like it's certain things are just not going to work.
Right.
It's just not going to work. So if he's trying to step into something else, the homeboy needs to get his shit together first. You know what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with you, Reg. But at the same time, if he can't control his situation, so how could I count on you for anything if you can't control your own shit?
Well, maybe he's
like
trying to get rid of,
yeah.
You know, get his situation together, but he's still there because he don't have it together.
Exactly.
Well, so, and you know what? So if you don't have it together, all right, listen. Can you go to a Burger King drive-thru and order a $5.99 meal with $2? I mean, well, you can order it, but can you pay for it?
Yeah,
okay,
no. With $2.
So,
same
so,
thing with that
so,
situation that you just said.
So
exactly.
So get your weight up, son. See, that's the problem. Stop going to restaurants where you know you listen. Stop ordering stuff on the menu you know you can't afford. Get your
exactly.
weight up.
That's
get your
it.
Shit. Get
candy,
your shit right.
That candy corn. Hold on. That's when
corn.
You was like candy corn, but that's when you would step off of this situation. All right, your SD is hot, whatever, whatever. All right.
Uh-huh.
I won't be hitting him up for a while. Let him wonder what's
no,
going
yeah.
on.
Because you know what? It's a case of having your cake
yeah.
and eat it. You know what I call? You know what I call it? Have your cake and eat it too. That's that case right there. That's that.
Bro, but see, but now listen, real talk. It depends on y'all their arrangement. Because the arrangement could be like, this is how we gonna let this rock. You know what I'm saying? It really depends on your arrangement. If you have that type of arrangement, that's one thing. But if you don't, then it's another. But like I said,
mm-hmm.
me personally, if I'm living with somebody and we're not together, I'm not going to sit there and tell you, yo, my FB hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to have carte blanche. You say whatever the hell you want to say, and if somebody don't like it, they don't like it. But once again, like I said, it doesn't have to be a situation of where he – and I'm going to be real. It doesn't have to be a situation of where he's doing something. It could just be a thing of where he just ain't in control of his situation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
And the thing is, if you ain't in
yep.
control of your shit, then maybe you need to fall. Maybe you need to take some time out.
Right, time out.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it doesn't have to be. And once again, I will say it because some people always want to rush to, oh, he's screwing somebody else, or she doing this, or he doing that. No, sometimes it don't have to be that. Sometimes people just are not in control of their shit.
Exactly,
like,
and they
like,
can't
listen,
control it.
Listen.
They get so knee deep into it that they don't know how to get out of it.
Listen, how many times have you went to somewhere with your significant other? Y'all go sit down and eat. Oh, I'm ordering this. Oh, I'm gonna order this. Food come to the table. Yo, that look good. Could I try some of that? Yo, son, you got your food right there, man. Why you wanna try my food? You all in my plate, but you got your own. This is what I'm saying. Know what you ordering.
Right.
Don't just be ordering the order. Know what you gonna order. Know what you gonna eat. Black people don't do that.
Yeah. And stop being
no,
so.
People.
I mean, you know, like I said, if you're gonna do that, you gotta know how. My thing is, if you're gonna do that and you living with someone. Even if you're not living with someone, you with that person for the day or visiting them or whatever, you got to learn how to, you know, like keep your shit under wraps. Like, you got to learn how to keep it undercover if that's what you're going to do to it.
But then,
first
big
of all,
red, big red,
but first
big
of all,
red, because you know what? Some people think they're smart, you know, especially when they're doing things like that. They know that, oh, well, I could do whatever I want and get away with it. I'm slick. I'm this, I'm that. But then after, so somehow, some way, when they get caught, they get tongue-tied or they get mad at the other person because they got caught doing something. Like, let's just say, I could say a scenario like, you see someone eating some candy corn. And knowing that and you say, hey, wait a minute, there's some candy corn that's missing. But yet, oh, I didn't do it, but yet the kid has a bunch of candy corn all in their mouth. And they spitting it out while they talk. Oh, no, I didn't. You see candy corn spitting out. That's how it is.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. And then you get caught, you know, you get caught dead to rights, and it's just like, all right, yeah.
What? Like they say, that blueberry pie, but you say, no, I didn't eat the blueberry pie, but yet it's all over your mouth.
Yeah, so, I mean, listen, you can't run around with your shit sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll bring somebody else into your sloppy situation.
Right, absolutely. Because then you don't know how that person is going to feel.
Well, some people just don't care. Some people just don't care. And those are the people that are kind of like a little dangerous. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what
I'm
like, yo.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
You can't, this whole trolling, like, listen, if me and you rocking, I'm not checking your internet. I'm not checking your phone. I'm not doing none of that. You know what? Because I'm not insecure like that. But see, you have a lot of insecure people on the internet. A lot of insecure people.
And you know what? It's insane because you know what? What's insane is that you're like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I mean, it's like I have, like, let's just say, especially on my family side, I tell people this. I have a lot of females on my family side. My family has a lot of female cousins, and I let everybody know that. And some people are like, oh, what? So, you know, like, I'm like, no, some of them are my cousins. And some of them are friends who I've known for many, many, many years.
So,
no,
would you be emotionally cheating if you confide in these people? See, that's what I'm saying. Like, in between the emotional thing, in between the talking on Facebook or talking on Instagram or even in the inbox, listen, once again, society should not be allowed to dictate how you live your life. You shouldn't feel guilty about anything unless you're doing something to be guilty of.
I'm just listening to both you guys, and it sounds like a bunch of crap.
Of course.
I'm just saying,
because, listen, emotional cheating, I had the experience of that actually happening. Give me a break. When guys are down and out with a girl, they don't want to break up with them, but they're going to, you know, have this friend, Brother B, wow, that's happening. Why don't you come over, Brother B? Let's talk about it. And you're pouring your heart out to her on a regular basis. You know what I mean, Brother B? Give me a break.
But
you are so full of it, both of y'all.
But you know what?
But check this out. What I'm saying, not only that, if this person is telling you that they are sexually frustrated, like it's like sexually frustrated also, not only
just
the emotional, I'm falling out with my person or whatever.
Yeah, it don't even have
also
to be sexual, though.
Yeah.
Right,
and
no, I know
like,
that,
you know what,
but I'm just
people,
saying if they also saying that or that first thing they present to you.
They're trying to find that comfort
like,
somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly. You know what it is? It's like they go back and become the person every damn nook and cranny. I mean, listen, why do that for? Why are you doing that? What the hell are you doing? You're with somebody, and you're sitting there, you're going back to another person and telling them every damn thing there is. I mean, come on now. Seriously?
But it really happens. It might start off as a friendship, and then it might lead to something else. It really happens. I've seen it happen.
All right, check this out. Check this out. Listen. Let's say it should come to me.
No, in my business.
Let's see a chick come to me and she want to start talking that talk and tell me about her and her boyfriend and she's sexually frustrated and all this and that. Listen, I can give you advice. I
can
give you a perspective of where I'm coming from, but it's
That's it.
That's it.
Hold on,
I'm not taking it. Don't forget, Brother B.
Hold on. She's getting attached to your sexy voice too, giving her this advice, Brother B.
So,
your voice sound good,
so,
Brother B, giving this advice.
So
but the
you know, a couple more months, I need to hear from you, Brother B.
Okay.
Listen,
come
Brother
on,
B.
Okay.
Brother B, the best the best advice to give that person is, didn't your mama talk to you about this?
Oh, please. She ain't trying to hear that.
Just listen.
Your mama talk to you about this?
I've had these conversations. Listen, be honest with you, I've had these conversations before. And it went nowhere because it was on me. The thing is, I didn't even have to shut it down because it never even started. Because whatever she thought I was seeing, I wasn't even trying to see it. I gave you advice. You wanted to listen. We sat down, we talked, we had coffee, tea, or whatever. We had a drink, this, that, and the third. Nothing happened, and nothing will happen because I'm not going that route. See, first of all, I see it like this. But check this out. You're telling me, and you're right, it is me. You're telling me what you're telling me. And I'm listening. And you're telling me about how you're sexually frustrated and all this and that. This, first of all, why would I want to be a damn fool and engage in something with you knowing that you're going to tell somebody else the next shit that we
exactly.
doing?
Exactly.
But you have guys out there like that. What would you say to those guys? You got guys out there that are like that, that will fool you.
I got to say to guys like that. Here's what I got to say. Be smart and stop thinking with your other brain.
I'll be honest with you. I can't even give them the smart.
No.
What's the end game? Because if the end game is just sex, if the end game is sex, then you might as well just put it out there. You both might as well put it out there. Like, stop the fuckery and just say, man ain't doing this. I want you to come in and do that. Or she ain't doing this. I want you to come doing that. Stop playing this emotional because you really don't want to talk.
Oh my goodness.
You really just want to get at each other. So just do it and get it over with and stop.
What if it didn't start like that, but they like your conversation? It didn't start like that.
Well, you can like my conversation all you want, but that's as far as it goes. I had one female friend long time ago. We haven't spoken in years, but she tried hard to lure me in. Hard. She's like, listen, I don't believe you. I know if I say such and such and such, you won't be in my bed. I said, listen, man, you ain't got it like that. And she was sexy.
Oh, wow.
Listen, it was all good, but you know what? The thing is, that's not how I move. That's not my motive. That's not my motivation.
That person is going to feel, now that person is going to feel like you're rejecting them when you do that.
That's why
that's
she don't
how
talk.
You
that's
they
why
can
don't,
feel how they want
to that's
feel
why
at that
talk
point.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then you're,
yeah.
then you're going
yep.
to get,
that's why
that's
she don't
when
talk
you get the pettiness. Right, exactly. That's when you get the pettiness. That's when you get the you know, some women are some women can accept it, but some women will get bitter about it, and the next thing you know,
yeah,
they
get mad and don't want to talk to you no and cut you off and be like,
no
I don't want to talk to you.
They'll try to
all
right, don't talk to you or because you know my social media, they might want to expose you and blow you up on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But wait a minute. Then I always have the opportunity to say, well, wait a minute. Didn't you want me to listen to what you were saying? Like, this is how it started. You wanted me to listen. So I came in as a listener, nothing else. I came
exactly.
in as somebody to offer you some type of emotional aid or give you some advice. That's that. You want to change the nature of the contract. It's not happening.
You came to me, and I spoke to you as a friend. Ain't nothing else going on. I spoke to you as a friend. Say, okay, then, hey. That's on me.
Now to the dudes that want to take it to the next level. Listen, it's It's the woman that has to know. Because check this out. You know the dude, you know you start talking that slick stuff, and you know homeboy going to get hot. You going to get hot, mm-hmm. and it's going to happen. And then homeboy going to say, wait, hold on. I thought we was just sexing. Like, I didn't know you wanted more. See, there's always that opportunity to throw that back in the face. Like, first, well, we was just talking. Now, all of a sudden, we in bed. Like, they're going to act all clueless. Listen,
mm-hmm.
once again, know what you want. Know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Know what,
know
you
what
want,
you're doing.
Know what you're
exactly.
doing.
Exactly. Know what you're doing and have control over the damn thing. Don't,
because you can't
don't
sit
just,
there. You can't sit there and be mad when homeboy like, well, listen, I wasn't ready for all this. I thought you just wanted to get pissed off. You still got homeboy over there, or wait a minute, homie. I thought that you know you and your girl was like this. I thought you just wanted you know just a little breath of fresh air. That's all I was offering.
Oh my goodness.
Nah. Listen, that's the problem. Everybody want to keep talking. Listen, say what you want. Once again, back to the restaurant. You go to the damn thing. This is what I want. Don't sit there and tell them, well, if I want the cheeseburger meal, but if you don't have that, then I'll take the nuggets. You know they got cheeseburgers,
oh
so why are you sitting there asking about
let me
nuggets?
Ask you a question.
Take the cheeseburger.
What's up?
So let me ask you a question. So if you go ahead and tell the person, especially for the male, see, I think females will tell the dude what they want. Males have it's
some.
Like y'all have to play a game to get what y'all want. So now if
mm-hmm.
the dude comes to the dance, she can say, hey, listen, I'm trying to excuse my language. Can I say it? I don't want to say it, but yeah.
Go
right.
ahead.
I'm trying to fuck.
I'm trying to take.
Okay, I'll say
okay.
I'm trying to do that. Okay? Do you think a woman is gonna be more accepting of that? No, she's not, because she's gonna be like, you being rude. Why are you gonna so
exactly
like, the dude gotta go ahead and play a game or try to put a scenario in there to work up to that.
But yo, Rick, come on now. I talk. Sometimes I don't like it, but to certain people, yeah, I communicate. Listen, you know how many times I've heard some women say, yeah, but homeboy ain't have no game, or homeboy just didn't know how to talk to me, so, you know.
Yeah,
first
of
all, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Here it goes. Oh, I'm loving this part right here. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't y'all two ladies get mad, but wait a minute. How many times have I heard, oh, sex is 90% mental. So the mental
oh
is what? The communication. The communication is mental, right? So don't sit there and say that y'all don't want to talk or y'all don't want to get. That's why the dudes try to get their game together, because they know.
It's not. We don't want the game. We don't care about the game.
Dude,
but we could run games too and even better. Don't forget that. So
no,
give me
man.
A break
My
with that. It's not about the game.
I'm not saying you're supposed to just come out and just be like I said, I just want to, you know, F. Just tell me what it is that's going on and tell me what you want. Okay, you want that? All right, I'm an equal opportunity employer. All right, this is what
that's
you want? Not a problem.
Hold on, y'all.
That's
how many
you.
Times? Brother
you,
B and K-Dog,
yeah,
how many times
yeah.
have you guys heard from a female, y'all dating them for a couple of months, let's say the stupid 90-day rule, but they say, okay, K-Dog or Brother B, so what are we now? I know you guys have heard that line.
Of course.
I've heard it before, but I'm just like,
oh, y'all sound
kind of
silent with that. Come on.
No.
I'm saying, what do you want? What do you want us to be?
We are becoming a couple.
Oh, you are becoming a couple. Brother B, let's hear yours, because I'd like to hear this, because that's not the answer I've heard before.
All right, listen. I deal more with strategics. And my whole thing is our initial conversation dictate what happens within the first 90 and after the 90. Like, you there's not going to be a question to ask
answer the
me
question.
On no, I no. Listen, that's the thing. You're not gonna. I'm a man. I'm a grown ass man. You're not gonna have to answer that. Ask me that question on the 91st day. You already gonna know. You already gonna see it. If you ask me that question, that's because you want confirmation within yourself.
Which a lot of females want confirmation on what they are.
Listen,
they want
to
hear.
I
that.
Don't need to listen. If I'm
right.
saying yo, if I'm calling you, yo, we going here. Yo, we doing this. Yo, let's make these moves. Yo, I'm talking to you about life and the future and all this and that. Listen,
mm-hmm.
I don't talk that talk with just anybody. If I let you in, you win. So don't ask me a question
exactly.
of where we at. If you sitting in my house breaking bread and you meet my kid and stuff like that, don't ask me where we
okay.
at.
Okay, you know what?
Because you should already
far.
Know.
No. Let's talk about some 90 days and y'all just having sex. Let's talk about the just sex. I don't care about all that other stuff. Let's talk about the just sex. What are we?
Okay.
What are we? Okay, we've been having sex for 90 days.
We just
we
sex.
Not really going
we
out anywhere.
Sex.
Wait a minute. We just
we
going
just
out
sex.
Anywhere. What is it?
Just sex.
Just more sex for 90 more days.
No.
Exactly. That's it.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, you're saying after the sex.
Emotional.
You're saying after the sex and the next 90 days after the sex.
No. That was a joke. I was just kidding.
Oh.
No, I'm saying within the 90 days, you and this person are getting together and y'all are just having sex. Y'all don't really go out anywhere. Y'all are just having, you know, just it's just a sexual relationship. Like, let's go back to my word from last week, sexuationship. So now, what if the young lady says, well, what are we? Or even if the dude says, well, what are we? Because dudes do it too. What are we? What's going on here?
First of all,
and there's nothing. You mean to
I'm
tell
sorry.
Me there's nothing going on? You mean to tell me there's nothing going on but just sex? You
First
mean to
of
tell
all,
me there's
that's a dummy jackass question. What
exactly.
are we? What do you mean? You two should already know what you are. You already know what you've been doing. Don't sit there and try to be like somebody's looking for an excuse.
Then that's you know what? If all you're doing is sexing, then that's just sex, man. I mean, come on now.
Exactly. There's no need to ask.
That's
if you
sex.
Go if you go fishing every day for 90 days, would you go sit there? Oh, what am I doing, motherfucker? You fishing? You going fishing? Like, what else are you doing? You're getting on the boat. You're going fishing. You're not doing anything else.
Well, wait a minute.
Y'all
have to realize something. Wait, pause. You got to realize something. But emotions will still get. People can get emotionally attached even through sex. I've heard
Whose
people
fault
tell
is
me
that?
That they've had
the
sex
initiated,
and
the person who initiated,
and then next thing you know, they're in a relationship.
Listen, that's your fault. That's the individual that sits there and says, "Oh, well, I got my feet. I'm in my feelings." That's your fault. Because if
yeah,
you know, started out, if
no,
you knew,
some
if you
knew
how we started,
it.
This
some
is
people,
what it is.
You know what it is? It's some people that can't control their emotions.
Pull out.
Some people can't
pull
control
out, son.
It.
Fall back.
Oh,
if
pull
you
out literally.
It, fall back.
Pull out.
Yeah,
fall back.
That's what he better do. So guess what?
Yep.
You might have another attachment, a baby.
You
have another
what?
Attachment.
You once you've done spilled the milk on the once you've done spilled the milk on the farm, that's it.
Listen, but fall back.
Oh my
fall
gosh.
Back.
But you, but what
Yo,
if you
we
don't
got...
want to fall back? Okay, you say fall back, but what if you don't want to? Fall back, and like I said,
then you keep,
I've heard
then
people
you keep
say that
you can't
they,
control it. Some people can't
they,
control it.
Okay, I've heard people say that they've been in a relationship. They developed a relationship through having sex with a person. They had sex with the person, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm in a relationship.
No, you. Nah. All right, we got less than 60 seconds. What you have developed was a strong and intimate attachment. It ain't no relationship. It's a strong intimate. Or attachment, it's a strong sexual attachment. That's what that is.
Yeah.
And with that being said, we might have to do a part two. Lady T, Big Red, Gay Dog,
man.
Another episode of Menu in a Can on Blog Talk
Radio. Is part two going to come in 90 days or sooner? Sooner than 90 days.
Sooner than 90 days.
What are we?
Okay. We're communicators. We're a talk show. We're a podcast. That's what we are.
Wow.
Yo,
later,
guys.
Have
a good night.
All right, later, y'all.
All right, have a good night. Have a good night, y'all.
Good night.
Later. Good night.
Later.